The hospital is Foundation Surgical Hospital, a physician-owned hospital near the Southwest Freeway and the West Loop. The technology is Mako Haptic Guidance System. Dr. Henry Blum says partial knee replacement has been done for a long time.
But this has taken the next step, and then it's added computer technology and robotic technology to the procedure. So it makes it much more precise and usually lessens the pain and the recovery and makes it more, we think, a longer-lasting procedure.
Basically, it works like this. A patient has a CAT scan of the knee. That information is loaded into a computer that precisely maps the affected area. The robotics that allows the surgeon to remove the arthritis and place the implant at a very specific location.
Because of the use of the robot and the navigation or the computerized mapping system, we're able to use a smaller incision and do much less damage to the surrounding soft tissue and surrounding bone. So we're just able to operate on the areas that have been damaged from the arthritis and do it in a truly minimally invasive type setting.
Dr. Blum says Makoplasty uses audio and visual cues to inform the surgeon, and there is a stop that prevents the burr that is removing arthritis from taking out anything but the affected area of the knee. Susan Heminger recently had Makoplasty for a partial knee replacement after her knee began hurting 14 months ago. However, the route to Foundation Surgical Hospital was not direct.
I went to another doctor, and he said it was arthritis. Live with it. Well, I think we've all heard of those incidents as you get in your car and you start crying, going, this did not happen to me.
Heminger says she learned that if you don't like what one physician tells you, you talk to another one. It was just luck that the next doctor she picked from the list on her insurance plan was Dr. Stephen Kreuscher at Foundation Surgical Hospital. She eventually became one of the first people in Houston to undergo Makoplasty. 2 weeks later, she was back at work, and now she says she's working on relearning how to walk without a limp.
I really thought I would just be able to walk easily again, and I didn't realize many people, after having a limp for such a long time, you have to retrain your mind to walk. So I'm working with my physical therapist, and we're getting all taken care of.
Susan Heminger says she is now ready to get back on the golf course and resume the life that a painful knee put an end to 14 months ago. For more on Makoplasty, you'll find a link at KUHF.org. Rod Rice, Houston Public Radio News.